My name is Oscar. We are conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services Behavioral Health Division. Your number was selected at random, and we will not collect any identifying information about you. Your responses will be used to support efforts to help youth in your community, and a donation will be made to a local nonprofit if you complete the survey. Could you please tell me if your age is between 21 and 29, 30 and 49, 50 and 64, or over 65?
I'm over 65.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for your help. It's much appreciated. This is very, very brief. What is your gender, please?
Male.
Thank you. First, I'm going to ask you some questions about how often do you think teens in your school district use certain substances. If you are not sure of an answer, just give your best guess. Note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal use, non-medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never. Try it once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
I'd say once or twice a year.
Once or twice a year? Very well. Let's move on. Thank you, sir. Just going to the next question. Just give me one moment. All right. How often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form, marijuana, pot, weed, or a concentrate in any form like hash or hash oil? Never. Try it once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
I'd say once or twice a year. I don't know.
No, it's your best guess. Your best guess is, it's good. So once or twice a year, very well. How often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes? Never. Try it once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily.
Did you say e-cigarettes?
Yes, e-cigarettes.
Oh, I'd say probably at least once a week, if not more.
Once a week? Okay, let's go with that. Okay, this is the bulk of the survey right here. After this, we'll be pretty much done. I'm going to read you a list of statements about your youth as substance use in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each statement. If you don't agree or disagree, just let me know. For each statement, I will ask you for your opinion about what most adults in your community think. If you are not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. The first statement says, most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree,
very well. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
Agree,
very well. Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do. Agree or disagree, sir?
Disagree.
Disagree strongly or just disagree?
Disagree.
Okay. Parents should not let teens use alcohol. Agree or disagree, sir?
Disagree.
Disagree strongly or just disagree?
Disagree,
very well. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes. Do you agree or disagree?
Strongly agree,
very well. Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes. Do you agree or disagree, sir?
Strongly agree,
very well. Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do. Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Just agree or strongly agree?
No, I agree. That's
agree. Very well. My community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Agree. Just agree or strongly agree?
No, agree.
Agree. Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Agree? Just agree or strongly?
Yes.
Agree.
I'll say strongly if I want to say strongly.
I strongly agree. Very well. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under the age of 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Agree or disagree?
Agree. That's why we have the laws.
Right. So strongly agree or just agree?
Just agree.
Agree. Very well. Most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Just agree or strongly agree?
Okay, sure, agree. I will say strongly if I want to say strongly, okay?
Strongly. Okay, very well.
No, I will say strongly when I want to say strongly. Otherwise, if I say agree, it's agree.
Okay, very well, sir. Yes, I'm just, I'm supposed to make clear that I understand what you're saying. I will not bother you again. I know what you're saying right now. Okay. Most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol. Agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Just disagree,
yeah,
right?
I don't think a lot of them care.
Just disagree, right? Or not strongly?
Yes. Disagree.
Okay, thank you. I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with the Minnesota law.
Agree.
Just agree. Okay, thank you. Most adults in my community think we should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Agree, but you've already asked these questions a couple times.
No, yes, but it's almost done, sir. That they, you notice some of them are referred to just one single parent and other to the whole community. Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Sir?
Agree. I'm guessing most of them don't. Yep.
Okay. I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law. Almost done, sir.
Agree. I agree. Hello?
Thank you for your patience.
Hello?
They make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana. Sir, agree or disagree? Agree. Very well.
Agree.
Yes. Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Almost done, sir. Thank you for your patience. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Just agree, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Most adults in my community think we should adopt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Okay, thank you. In my community should adopt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Why are we going over these 1,000 times? Agree.
Agree. Thank you, sir. Almost done. That's the way the service
keep
made,
saying
sir.
That, but we're not.
Yes, sir. We're almost done. That's the, we have a few more questions of this, and we'll jump out of this barrage of questions. Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana. Agree, okay? Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Okay. Most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do. Just agree, right? Not strongly. Okay. Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with your children about the importance of not using marijuana. Thank you. Most adults in my community think parents should not let the teens use marijuana.
Agree.
And one more. Parents should not let teens use marijuana. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Okay, very well. Just let's jump out of these questions, and we'll be at, we are at 85% right now, so we're almost done. I'm going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substances, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. If you are not sure of an answer, just give me your best guess. How often do you drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Never, try it once or twice a year, once a month, once a week, or daily?
Once or twice a year.
Once or twice a year, okay. Thank you. How often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form other than medical marijuana prescribed for you? Never. Okay. That was an easy answer. How often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
Never.
Never, okay. And now just a few final questions for you, sir. Thank you for your patience. How, so far this year, how many times have you seen or heard the message of, or materials that says most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping? Never, a few times this school year, a few times a month, a few times a week, every day, or almost every day?
Never.
Never, okay. And how would you describe yourself, American Indian or Alaskan Native, Asian, South Asian, so Asian American, Black or African American, Hispanic or Latino, or white?
White.
White, thank you, sir. As a token of our appreciation, the Big Lake Substance Prevention Coalition will donate $5 for each complete survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization you would like our coalition to donate to on your behalf. Would be the Wave Youth Center or the Big Lake Food Shelf?
Big Lake Food Shelf.
Big Lake Food Shelf. Very well.
Yep.
This concludes our service, sir. Thank you so much for your participation and your patience. You were great. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye.